Blog Talk Radio.
Ready to attract, understand, and win the love of the quality man you truly desire? The love problems that women seem to face, they actually seem to be universal around the world. And you get an opportunity to learn about men and love and getting the love you want from one of the top relationship coaches in Southeast Europe. So stay tuned. Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, healing through love relationship healer, somatic body psychotherapist, and health and wellness coach, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me book series, Love in the Blizzard of Life, romantic novel, and Love Lessons for Your Soul. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who just keep proving that life can, and often does, get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. S.K. Nelly, Sanela Kovacevic Nelly, fluent in Croatian, English, German, Italian, and Spanish, is the leading love coach expert in Southeast Europe. Her best-selling books have changed the love life of thousands of women in Europe, soon to be launched on the international market. She helps women to attract and keep the high-quality man they truly desire and to find a way to get him to fall in love with her. She is hosting the Change Your Love Life Summit, and I am so happy to be one of the featured speakers and so happy to connect with you and get to know you a bit. Nelly, welcome.
Thank you so much, Dr. Erica. It is a really, really an honor to be your guest on your radio show. And thank you so much for inviting me.
It's just a joy. I love speaking with you and hearing that so many of the problems I hear about in America are not so different in other parts of the world. But before we get into that, I would love you to share your own background, experience, education. What led to your becoming a coach dealing with people with struggling with love problems?
Yeah, well, I would really like to comment on what you just said. And it's really the same. The problems are the same when it comes to love all over the world. But in my story, it all actually started with my own love problems when I was in my early 20s. So I was actually never desperate, needy, or clingy, but I didn't have much success with men. The thing is that I could easily attract men, but the problem was in getting a guy I really liked to commit. And I think that that's the problem that most women have. So clearly, something was missing. So my mission was actually to solve this mystery for me and my friends who were facing the same problems as I was. And, well, after years of research, after solving my problems and problems of my friends and helping many other women in finding and keeping love, I actually decided to write my first book in order to help women. I just wanted to help women, actually, you know. But then the book became a bestseller overnight. So in my country, and in this part of the Europe. So this is how it all started, and women who needed my help actually led me to being a love coach, because they started to ask me for advice. They wanted to be individually coached by me after reading my book. So it became quite global at this time. But it all started actually with my own problems and problems of my friends. And I think that's not a rare occasion. I think it happens to a lot of people. They want to solve their own problem, and they end up solving problems for many, many people.
Yes, but not everyone shares what they find. Some people solve their own problem and then they keep it to themselves. So it's beautiful that you're reaching out and helping so many, mostly women, I imagine. Do you also work with men?
Actually, I work mostly with women, but I do work, sometimes I work with men and with couples, but mostly with women. You know, there are not so many love coaches in my area, so men also reach out to me when they see that I'm an expert, and, you know, people hear when someone can help you, and it spreads around. It's word of mouth. And they also come to me with their problems. But most of all, I work with women. That's actually my mission, my passion. And, well, I think I found my calling, really, doing that.
Yeah, and as you're talking, I'm realizing that here in America, at this point, we have a lot of love coaches. So there are a lot of people saying that they coach, and people rely on them, and they may or may not really be delivering what they promise. So that's something, it's beautiful to know that you're out there doing it and with a real mission and really caring about the women. It's not just to get something, some money from them.
Yeah, well, I actually didn't want to charge anything at first, but it became, I had so many clients that it wasn't actually possible to work with so many people at the same time. And it's the early stages of my career. I was answering emails from everyone, and I was writing long responses and really just wanted to help. So I never thought it was going to be my career. I just generally wanted to help. And the thing about my work is that I always say the truth. I always say my real opinion to women, and they just have to handle it. And I say, so this is how things are, and I'm going to help you, but you have to be aware of the situation. So I never say to someone what one wants to hear. That's something that maybe differentiates a love coach who is successful in helping people from the one that is not. And as you said, there are always people in every industry that are not very successful in what they are doing. They're not delivering. Yeah. But I think this is something that is really, that could be really describing my work.
Yes, and what I know about you, the little that I've connected, you love your cat so much. And we were sharing that sometimes people love their animal even more than the human beings in their lives. So we could talk about that because love is the experience, and it's beautiful to love and feel that love.
I actually want to thank you for giving me the comfort after my cat recently passed away. It was a very, very painful experience. You know, I'm a very sensitive person, and that's really also, it's good to point this out, because women don't have to be afraid of being sensitive. You can have great great relationships and great results when it comes to love and connections, and you can be sensitive. And well, yeah, about cats, I do have my pets. I have four more, but my favorite pet, he actually passed away a few days ago, and you were there for me, Eric, and I wanted to thank you so much. It's not easy. It's not easy when you lose someone you love, and it doesn't have to be a person. It can be a cat. I love animals. I'm really very sensitive when it comes to animals, and that's actually who I am. That's one of the things that could describe me as a person, not only as a business person, as an expert when it comes to love, but if I would say something about myself, then I think that one of the main things would be loving those creatures.
Absolutely. And so many people are suffering maybe in their relationship with a partner, a life partner, but their animal just gives them unconditional love, and we're all seeking that.
We are all seeking that, you know. Wanted to say the animal loves us the way we are, and that's what's special about animals. Yeah.
So you created this Change Your Love Life Summit. So what led you to create the summit, and just tell us a little bit about it?
Well, actually, so Change Your Love Life Summit is for smart women who are in many cases successful in many areas of their lives, but they don't have success with men and long-term relationships. And what actually led me to organizing this event were my clients, because I have so many smart women who just don't know how to deal with men, how to connect with men. It seems to them that they don't have luck in love. But you and I, Erica, we know that it's not about luck. All in all, I just wanted to help as much as women as I can, as much as women as possible. And so that's why I gathered all of you world-known experts and wanted to give those women as much as value as possible. I wanted to talk to all of you about why successful women don't have success in love, and what's holding them from having the success they want. Why do high-quality men sometimes just pull away? Why do they stop calling? You know, there are so many problems that are not often spoken enough about, and that's what actually was the main goal of organizing Change Your Love Life Summit, and also to connect with you guys, with all of you. So we met in this perfect occasion, sharing our experiences as love coaches and sharing valuable information with women. And I think that's always a good reason to organize such an event.
Yes, it's a huge task, but it is worth it. So what are some of these problems that you're seeing women facing, or some of the causes that they're having difficulty?
That's actually a very good question. So from my experience, women want to actually know how to meet and attract high-quality men for a long-term relationship. And because oftentimes, it happens that everything starts off great, but suddenly everything goes wrong. He stops calling, and there is no logical explanation why he's pulling back. So women want to actually know what happened in this scenario and how to avoid it from happening. So what do men really want when choosing the right one? Why do they commit, for example, to some women and not to the others, and how to get a man to commit? And yeah, what I was saying before, so it all comes down to why men lose interest in great women, and how can you communicate to men? And one of the topics that you are expert in and that you are going to talk about, Erica, is how to heal through love. People are going to learn that as well. And many speakers will talk about how to keep him if he's pulling away, or how to get him to propose, how to fix your lonely and disconnected relationship or marriage, or the question that not many love coaches talk about is how to get your ex back. It's a question that is not often spoken about, because many people, friends, say to their friends, but why would you want him back? But she knows, the woman who wants her ex back, she knows why she wants to get him back. And sometimes some relationships are worth of saving, and you know that, Erica. And so it's like we will try to help women in any area that we can during this 11 days of the summit.
That's a very good point that you just made about trying to get the ex back. Thought of the very popular series in America, Sex and the City, and the final scene was that Sarah Jessica Parker goes back to her love. The one did a lot of things wrong. You know, they had broken up many times. So
to Mr. Big,
he
also left her at the altar. It was something like that happened, I remember. Yeah.
Right. I mean, really bad. Not your average, not nice thing. And yet he was worth it in the end.
Yeah. Well, she had her own reasons. I think we shouldn't judge people for wanting what they want. It's very important that we help, as experts, that we help, in this case, we help women to get what they want, but we do need to be sincere if we think that the guy is a problem and he's not a real deal but a real danger, then we should say that up front. But if you think that someone is worth of putting in the effort, it's really easy to get your ex back and to get him interested again. If he is worth it, of course, then I think women should do it. And we will help them during this summit with some valid information about that too. And of course, there's the other side of this, when you should just leave the situation and leave him and just move on with your life. So it pretty much depends on the situation.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons people can really use coaching, because it gets confusing. Yeah. And when you listen to friends and family, they usually want what they think is best for you, but it's based on their own background, and it's not always best for you.
Of course, I'm listening.
Yeah, so tell me, have you found that experience or the age of the woman affects her success in love relationships?
Well, that's an interesting question, and the answer is quite surprising. Well, I would say no, because I know numerous exceptionally intelligent, capable, and successful women that just don't have success in love. That's what I was talking about a bit before. And I'll tell you right away, it's not about the age of the woman whose experience regarding years should guarantee success in love. No, actually. I mean, especially when it comes to men. Basically, many women, regardless of age and regardless of how intelligent and successful they are in other areas, they just still don't understand how things function when it comes to men. And I mean, in other words, years don't necessarily bring the wisdom in male and female relationships.
No. So what is it that does bring the wisdom? What helps someone to finally know how to do it?
Well, I would say this in short term, clear guidelines. First, the woman has to be ready for a change. That's actually why I named the summit Change Your Love Life Summit, because change is such a strong and powerful word. Woman or man, I mean, in this case, we are talking about women, so I'll refer to women. A certain woman needs to be ready to change some things in her life, not to change her character, not to change her personality, but to change her behavior. Because if things are not working out and haven't been working out for her in the past, then she's definitely doing something wrong. And it's about her behavior. She could be amazing in so many ways, but it doesn't show. This is not visible to a man that she's dating. So I would say that she has to be ready for this change, and then she needs to have clear guidelines what to do in each situation. And she needs to follow those guidelines. For example, if I say to a woman, just don't stop initiating any communication between two of you. Stop doing this, and she stops doing this, and tomorrow morning she texts him and says something, why didn't you call? Then it's all for nothing. You just need to be consistent in what you're doing. So this is one of the things that's very important. But if a person follows those clear guidelines from a love coach, or just reading the book or listening to summit, there are so many free ways of getting great advice. If she really follows the guidelines, I think that success is just behind the curtain.
You brought out an important point, that it's important to follow the guidelines once you're clear about it. It's not enough to just say, I want to do this, but to actually do it. My husband has said that about vitamins. It doesn't do me any good to have the jar of vitamins on the shelf. I have to actually take them.
That's such a great example, Erica.
But the other thing I wanted to mention, when you said that a woman may need to change some of her behavior, but what even comes maybe before that is to change her attitude, which will affect her behavior.
Of course.
If she looks at the man differently, with a different attitude, maybe a softer attitude, say something about that.
Definitely. Well, we could talk about softer attitude, and we could talk about the attitude. I'm not sure if I'm going to explain this well in English, but I will do my best. So she needs to be aware of who she is, and she needs to be proud of herself. She needs to have an attitude of a queen, but not in that sense that she's a higher human being than he is. Not in that sense, not in arrogant sense or a superficial sense, but in this sense, I respect myself. I know who I am. I'm a very smart woman. I have my values. I have all the things that a man would want in a woman, and not just talking about the looks. It's really up to individual taste. Someone likes blonde, someone likes dark hair women, and so on. It doesn't have to do so much with that, but she needs to appreciate who she is, she needs to respect herself, and then go out with this attitude and show him that he needs to respect her. So this is very important. And when this woman, who respects herself and respects the man she's dating, when she gives him a compliment, for example, that compliment is much more significant than when it comes from a woman who is not appreciating herself, who is not loving herself. So I would say this in that way.
Wow, that is, so how does a woman come to the point where she loves herself like that and feels that self-respect?
Well, from my experience working with women, it often starts with some kind of experience that is painful, and it's just she needs to have a wake-up call. Something happens to her, and she says, "I'm not going to be a doormate again." Maybe she was before. Many women, exceptional women, become doormates to men, and they are not, they're just doing their best to please this man, to be loved, and they become a doormate. And when she realizes that it's not going anywhere, then she decides, okay, this is the day, this is my wake-up call. Something oftentimes happens where she says, it's enough. To this day, it's enough. I'm going to start over. And then she turns to herself. Okay, there have to be some, she has to get some guidelines, of course. But yeah, from my experience, it oftentimes starts with some bad experience when she has to choose herself and say, okay, I'm going to change my love life now. It's going to be better. And then she decides she's going to pay attention to herself when she sees that the guy didn't deserve all the love she gave him. And what you said before, I just wanted to shortly refer to that, that animals, they love us the way we are. That's some kind of unconditional love. And it's not the same with men. It's usually not unconditional. It's conditional.
In both directions, the woman is conditional and the man is conditional.
Yeah.
But that
yeah,
can both change.
Of
it
course,
can
of
become
course.
Unconditional. Or it can get closer and closer to unconditional as each person values themselves and appreciates the other
yeah.
person.
Yeah. Yeah.
The more space
I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
But
yeah.
it does start with loving yourself.
It does start with loving yourself. And yeah, as you said, I mean, Erica, you are a love healer. You help people heal through love. And, well, actually, it's so powerful what you do. And we all need that kind of help. You helped me when I was dealing with the death of my cat. Even though we understand we can help a lot of people, sometimes we also need help. Sometimes I also need help. And it's just the way
it
is.
And I don't even call it. Not so much help
yep.
as support.
Support.
There's
support.
A big difference
yeah.
in feeling like you need help as opposed to support.
Support, yeah. Definitely.
We really
Definitely.
Do. We need it very, very much because we have these brains that go in circles. They get
mm-hmm.
on a track. And without support, outside support, you get on your own track, no matter who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're communal creatures.
Yeah, that's right. You have explained it so well. In short terms, I really couldn't agree more with you. That's how it actually is. Yeah.
So tell us how you work with clients and how they could contact you, and about the summit, for both.
Yeah, well, the summit, first about the summit, so we started yesterday on May 27th, and It will be 11 days in a row. So each day we will feature two experts. And of course, we will have a special edition in June with your celebrity, American celebrity, John Gray. And this is about the summit. So there will be actually 20 plus experts who will talk about love. And regarding my work with women, so I work with women all over the world, and they can easily reach out to me through my website, which is very simple. It's actually www.sknelly.com, or they could find me on my social networks. I have an Instagram account, and it's sknelly official, and also I have a Facebook group, Change Your Love Life, and Facebook page, Change Your Love Life. I mean, I have many more, but they are also in my language, in Croatian, so I'm just pointing out to those in English. And I could be easily reached out this way. And yeah, I work with women individually. Mostly I work one-on-one over Zoom, Skype, phone. I organize VIP days and many things. Well, I have this personal direct approach with women, and that's what I think is the most effective when working with people, to have this one-on-one approach and possibility for people to talk to you directly.
Well, Nelly, it's been wonderful to connect with you and to share in this radio interview.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Erica. I want to thank you once again for inviting me. And thank you for everything. Thank you for being on my show. Your interview will go in a few days. And it's actually, I would like to invite your audience to come and to register for Change Your Love Life Summit. And they can register for free, of course. And not to miss your interview, where you and I talk about so many interesting topics, and you explain to women how to heal through love, and you talk about so many interesting things and so many topics that most people know very little about. So yeah, it was a great experience, and thank you so much for everything.
Well, it's a pleasure connecting with you, and I'm sure my listeners will be really interested, but all the women that you help, it's beautiful. Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Erica.
And to those of you listening, I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, drericagoodstone.com, and you can get a complimentary Healing Through Love session, or just lots of free reports and things. So I look forward to speaking to you again soon.